Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live sound design lesson on chord stab stacks for drum and bass, using resampling only. No endless device chains living on one track. We're going to print audio at each stage, layer those prints, and end up with a stab kit that's fast to arrange and hits hard at 174. Here's the vibe. Indeed NB, chord stabs are often the hook. They're short, punchy harmonic hits that can cut through busy drums and a heavy bass line. The resampling only rule forces commitment. Keeps your CPU happy, and gives you that classic printed audio sound that tends to sit in a mix way faster than a constantly evolving synth patch. By the end, you'll have three core layers, a body layer for the main tone, an air layer for sparkle and snap, and a grit layer for weight and aggression. Optionally, you'll also print a reverb tail layer for atmosphere. Then we'll resample the full stack into final one-shots, and drop them into Simpler or a drum rack for performance. Alright, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fair game, but 174 is the classic home base. Next, get a basic DNB beat running so you're designing in context. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats or shuffles to taste. You don't need a perfect drum loop, just something that tells you the truth about how your stab actually feels in a groove. One more important thing before we make sound. Leave headroom. While designing, try to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. You're going to print and reprint audio several times. If you're clipping early, you're basically baking mistakes into every future layer. Now we need a chord source. Keep it simple. DNB stabs usually like moody harmony and strong voicing, not a big emotional pop progression. Try a minor 9 or minor 11 if you want instant depth. For example, in F minor, F minor 9 is F, AB, C, AB, G, or in G minor, G minor 9 is G, BB, D, F, A. Even two chords looping can be plenty. For MIDI placement, aim your chord voicings roughly between C3 and C5 so they live in the mids, and read clearly on smaller speakers. And think like a keyboard player. Voice leading matters. Instead of moving every note to the next chord, try moving one or two notes and keeping the rest nearby. That's how you get that slick harmonic motion without sounding like a pad progression. Rhythm-wise, stabs love syncopation. They often hit off beats, or little in-between spots that make the drums feel like they're pulling forward. If you're stuck, program 3 hits per bar and place them in slightly unexpected spots. Then listen against the snare. If the stab fights the snare, move it earlier or later. Don't overthink it. Cool. Now we build the first layer, the body. Create a MIDI instrument track and load Ableton Wave Editable. We're not chasing a masterpiece patch here. We just want a solid mid-focused source to print. Set oscillator 1 to a sawish shape from basic shapes. Put the position around 70% so it's got some bite but not pure buzz. Oscillator 2. Use a squarish shape and attune it by about 8 to 15 cents. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount moderate, maybe 20 to 40%. We want width, but we don't want a blurry cloud. Add a filter, MS2 or PRD works great. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz and keep resonance low. Then shape the amp envelope. Super fast attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release about 80 to 150 milliseconds. The idea is, it speaks instantly, it gets out of the way, and it still feels like a chord hit, not a long pad. Now a light effects chain. Still on the synth track, add saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB, turn soft clip on, add chorus ensemble subtly, amount maybe 10 to 20%, slow rate, then EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz because stabs don't need sub, the bass owns that. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450. If it needs to cut, a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help. Now we print. This is the whole philosophy. Create a new audio track called Stab Body Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your chord pattern. When you've got it, commit. Disable the original instrument track. Not mute. Disable. The print is now the instrument. This matters psychologically, because it stops you from endlessly tweaking the synth instead of finishing the stab. Next, we turn the print into something playable and tight. On the printed audio, choose a warp mode. Complex Pro is a safe all-round choice if you're stretching or if timing needs a touch of adjustment. Beats Warp can give harder transients if you want it snappier. Now find your cleanest hit. Zoom in, Trim the start so it begins right on the transient, and trim the end so it doesn't have unnecessary hail. Then consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks, a 1 to 3 millisecond fade in, and a 10 to 30 millisecond fade out usually does it. At this point, you can keep it as audio and just duplicate clips, or you can drag the consolidated audio into a new MIDI track to create simpler. If you want it playable like an instrument, use Simpler in Classic mode. Set voices to 1 so it's monophonic and tight. Inside Simpler, you can also high pass around 150 to 250 HE, again keeping the low end out of the way. Now we build the stack. Same printed source, different processing, printed separately. We are not building a 12-device mega chain. We're building layers. Let's make the air layer first. This is where the transient usually lives. So mentally, decide. The air layer is going to own the snap. That means later, if your body and grit layers have too much attack, we'll soften them so the air defines the hit. Duplicate your stab source track and name it stab IRSRC. On this air source, start with EQ8. High pass aggressively like 800 HE. Yes, really. We want sparkle and attack, not body. Add a small boost around 5 to 8 kHC for snap if it helps. Then add overdrive. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tone 60 to 80%. And keep dry slash wet around 20 to 40%. If you want extra bite, add redux slightly. Bits around 8 to 12. Sample rate around 10 to 18 kHC and keep it subtle. Like 5 to 20% wet. The goal is texture, not broken speaker. Optionally, add auto filter in high pass mode and use a little envelope amount so the initial hit pops brighter than the sustain. Short decay, small movement. Now resample this air layer. Create a new audio track called Stab IR Print. Say input to resampling, arm, record the hits. And after printing, disable the source track. SRC makes print, then SRC goes away. Next, grit and weight. Duplicate again and name it Stab Grit SRC. Before distortion, do a smart move. Pre-emphasis EQ. Add EQ8 before your saturator or amp and boost a little in the 1.5 to 3 kHC zone. Maybe plus 3 to plus 6 dB. If the low mids get muddy, dip a touch around 300 to 500 HC. This is big. Distortion reacts to what you feed it, so you can guide where the aggression appears instead of just adding fuzz everywhere. Now add saturator. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then add amp. Try rock or heavy. Keep gain in a controlled zone. We want character, not total obliteration. Then add cabinet. A 4x12 style is a classic move. After that, use EQ8 again. High pass around 120 to 200 HC. If it's biting your face off, dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHC. Now resample to a new audio track, Stab Grit Print. Record it, then disable Stab Grit SRC. Now you should have three printed layers, body, air, grit. This is your stack. Next step is where a lot of people lose power without realizing it. Alignment and phase. Place your body, air, and grit print so they trigger together. Zoom all the way in and check that the transients start at the same sample. If they're not aligned, you'll get a smear that feels like why is my stab not hitting? If the stack sounds hollow or weirdly thin, try two fixes. 1. Nudge one layer by 1 to 10 milliseconds and listen. 2. On one layer, add utility and flip the phase invert for left and right. Sometimes one layer is just canceling important mid-energy. Now, after you've confirmed it's not hollow, you can use micro-timing intentionally as a design tool. Try putting the air layer 0 to 3 milliseconds early. It can feel more percussive, like it speaks faster than the chord. Then try putting the grit layer 2 to 8 milliseconds late. That can make it feel thicker and slightly behind the beat, in a good way. You're basically building a tiny, controlled flam inside one sound. Also decide your stereo story now, because we're committing to audio. A strong rule, keep body mostly mono or at least narrow. Let the air be wide. Keep grit controlled, often mid-focused, because wide distortion gets messy fast and collapses in mono. If you want to commit width per layer, put utility on each source track before printing next time. But for now, you can still manage it on the printed layers, utility to narrow body, slightly widen air, keep grit somewhere sensible. Once your three layers feel like one sound, group them. Name it Stab Stack Group. On the group, add gentle blue. Blue compressor is perfect. Attack around 3 ms. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing, it's about making the layers feel like they belong together. Then do a final EQ8 polish, high pass around 150 HC, and if it's harsh, tame a bit in the 3 to 6 kHz region. If you need a limiter, use it just to catch spikes, not to flatten the life out of the stab. Quick coach move. If your stack feels clicky and small, it's usually because more than one layer is trying to own the transient. Remember the earlier rule. Let air own the transient. If body and grit are too pokey, add tiny fade-ins on those printed clips, like 2 to 8 milliseconds. It softens their attack and makes the overall hit feel bigger and more intentional. Now let's make a DNB in arrangement. Common placements. Offbeat stabs between kick and snare, or call and response with the bass. Another classic is the pre-snare push, where the stab hits just before the snare, creating forward momentum. A great strategy is phrase logic. First 4 bars, establish the identity with a tight dry pattern. Next 4 bars, keep the rhythm but swap 1 or 2 hits to special versions. That way the hook stays recognizable but evolves. Now the optional but super useful trick, print a tail. Duplicate your body print or even the whole group, and call it stab tail SRC. Add hybrid reverb, pick an algorithmic hall, decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, then filter the reverb, low cut around 400 to 800 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, wet around 30 to 60%. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and filter it even more, high pass 500 to 1K, low pass 6 to 9K, then a very light saturator to densify it. This makes the tail musical instead of washy, and it survives heavy side chaining. Resample that to stab tail print. Now you can place it only at phrase ends, like bar 4 or bar 8. You can reverse it for a suction effect into the next section. And you can sidechain it hard to the kick and snare so the groove stays clear. Speaking of sidechain, a powerful DNB mix trick is to sidechain the stab group to the snare. Put a compressor on the stab group, enable sidechain, choose the snare track as input. Fast attack, medium release. You're not trying to make it pump like house, you're just making sure the snare always wins. Now the payoff. Resample the full stack into final one shots. Create a new audio track called Stab Final Print. Set it to resampling. Solo your stab stack group, and include the tail if you want it printed as part of certain hits. Record multiple hits, different chords, different velocities, maybe even different lengths. Then chop out your best 6 to 12 hits. Consolidate each one so they're clean one shots. Drop them into simpler or, better, a drum rack with one pad per stab variation. This audio version is shortened for playback.